From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday the Islamic State group will feel pressure in the coming weeks as the United States, France, and other allies increase their efforts against the militants. He spoke in Paris after meeting with French President François Hollande and discussing different ways in which their governments can be more effective in battling the Islamic State.
There is a clear strategy in place, and step by step, I am confident the momentum will pick up.
The talks come days after a series of shootings and suicide bombings killed at least 129 people in Paris. Kerry added that he senses that everybody understands that with attacks that's happened in Egypt, Ankara, and now the attacks in Paris, we have to step up our efforts to hit them at the core where they're planning these things. And it's obviously to do more on borders and in terms of movement of people. France and Russia have staged airstrikes on Islamic State targets in northern Syria Tuesday, as Paris formally requested European Union assistance in its fight against a group behind last Friday's attacks on the French capital. French warplanes targeted a command post and a recruitment center for jihadists in the Islamic stronghold of Raqqa. Meanwhile, in Brussels, the French defense minister invoked the EU's mutual assistance clause for the first time since the 2009 Lisbon Treaty introduced the possibility, saying he expected help with French operations in Syria, Iraq, and Africa. The 28 EU member states accepted the French request, but it's not immediately clear what assistance would be forthcoming. A train is derailed Tuesday in Pakistan's Baluchistan province, killing at least 12 people and injuring more than 50. The train was carrying 300 passengers when it went off the tracks near Quetta. VOA News.